Juggle a toad. Juggle a toad.
Shovel a toad.
Please join me in saying the Anabekoff. Anabekoff. Yudulat Shemincha Tati Deru Ra Alephet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Tavil Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Acharenu No Kufrei Shayan, Sin Tet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivava, Shamrein.
Brandela.
Kufrei Shayan, Sin Tet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivava, Shamrein, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barhen Tacharen, Rachamei Sikatcha, Tamid Gamlein, Betet Reish, Tadi Taf Gimel. Kasim Kadosh, Biro Tucha, Nael Adata, Het Kuf Bet, Het Nunayim. Yachid Ge'e, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kedushata, Yud Gimelamet, He Zayim Kuf. Shabbatenu Kabel, Ushvat tzidachatenu yodea talumot shin kufav tzadi yutah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notze Chesed L'Alafim, Notze Awon Wafesha, V'Chata'a V'Nakei, We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It is from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin te bit hilu, erhimud hilu, hilu erhimu. Le'afta l'shem yud-hei b'vav-hei V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah La'sok Torah mitzvah V'hino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'aseh yadenu konenei Aleinu ma'aseh yadenu konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar B'kamatar Ane nan de kudsha, Berichu koma de aved le ela witata, Kolaihu kishot beovada, Dikshot, Berleid lachmila bialma, Ivae barnash, Vedach yalea, Mineaulan haga, Eyakalana dehaku ovada dikshot imun wikola itstirich be alma. The energy of this current year, 5779, is to become wise. There are no verses in the Tanakh through the direct gematria that connects to this energy. But there are three verses where the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Tet, is concealed in these verses. The separation between the letters of the name that represents the concealment is two letters each. The first of these three verses that we study is from Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'imadele lo tishbe'uli ve'asafti la'yatra etchem sheva al hatotechem. The second of these verses is from Isaiah. It is chapter 36, verse 6. In this verse, the letters of the name are in the reverse order. They're Tet, Ayin, Shin, Tav. Hine vatachta amishenet hakane haratutaze amitraim masher yisame ishalaluva vekapo unkava ken paro melech mitraim lekol habodhim malav. And the third verse is from the prophet Micha. It is chapter 6, verse 13. Wegamani hecheleiti hakotecha hashmei mal habotecha. There are 13 verses in the Tanakh that start with the letter He and end with the letter Tet. We are studying one of these verses each month of this leap year that has 13 months. The second of these verses is from 1 Kings or from Malachim Aleph. Hineni meveir achre biese avi achre beyetu untatai et bitetecha kabait yiravam ben nabat. And there is one verse that starts with the letter Ha. And ends with the letter Tet, also connecting to the energy of this year. And that verse is from Job, chapter 41, verse 22. Ka David day. Ka resh yerpad barut salaiti. The year 5778. As the energy to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. And unfortunately, as some of us have heard, there was an event during Shabbat at a synagogue in Pittsburgh where people had not learned the energy of 5778 and did not have time during this year to amass those benefits. And so in this week where the flood begins, the Mabul, the 17th day of Tammuz, these people have been transported directly to heaven, having died as a mitzvah of dying for the sake of heaven. Chas v'shalom that anyone else ever has to experience this. That verse, there are two verses that connect to the bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayitchav ayavo, hamelech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech tavo natamar, achoti udlabev, v'enei shete levivot v'evre miyada. The second verse comes from Psalms, chapter 32, verse 5. Atati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, Amarti ode ale peshai, ladonai ohe wahe, we ata nasata awon, katati sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the goats and also the energy of the wake-up call. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first is from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And this verse, on its literal level, connects to the incident in Pittsburgh as well. Sod saduni katsipor o yevai hinam. The first letters of these words create satsuki ach, a Hebrew phrase that translates as appear like brothers. And the final letters of these words create Dir Yam, a Hebrew phrase that translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy is from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. These letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim va'adonai yohewahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776. Has the energy of the pause. There are also two verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first is from 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34.
Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehashib et kol ha'olot v'yahaskum acheichem ha'levim. Ad kelod hamlacha, v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim, ki halivim yishre levav, v'hitkadesh me hakohanim.
This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into 8 names of God. Here are those names.
Adonai Yohe Wahe, La Lahe, Wa Wa Wa, Yola Yo Alame, Hey Hey Hey, Aka A, Breka Ha.
The second verse is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. This verse also connects to the energy of the pause.
Bidhu Adonai. Yo he wahe ade ad ki biya yo he Adonai yo he wahe surolami.
The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is from Job. It is chapter 7, verse 19.
Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni at bili ruki.
Next, it's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23.
Uru, uru, mikol ha-machavo iya, asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem, elai el nachum, v'halachti iichem, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti, o tov v'kol alfei Yehuda.
And the third verse is from Job also. It's chapter 20, verse 7.
Kegelo lanetza yoved roav yomru ayo.
The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse in the Tanakh with this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Wasamti makom leami leYisrael umtati v'shakam ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ta'asher barishona.
We will now connect to the 72 names of God. We utilize a tool of saying the letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Please join me.
Wahe wayo layo sayo te la la me me he shi la la he ata ata he ta he zayo wa la da la awa he he ya yoza la me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa
Nu ta hey hey ah yo re ta shi ah hey re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo hey wa la hey hey ta wa ko me nu da anu yo hey ah me re hey ah yo yo za hey 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la hey. Sa ala re yo ashila me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me sa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Sa me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa we a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be pe a a me. Me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me da hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me a yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa. Nu yo hey, hey shi a yo re ta shi a hey re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo hey wa me re he a yo he za hey shi hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey. Sa ala are yo a ala me ta he wahe wehe wahe wa da la yo he yo shi ala me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he he me za re wahe be yo a he ala wa me za yo. Sa he be me ka ko ala a he te wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who have chosen to leave this day, the 19th day of Cheshvan, Tevel, Abel, the son of Adam and Chava, Rabbi Pinchas Epstein, Rabbi Naftali Yitzhak Siegel, Rabbi Yitzhak Abraham Wallerstein, Rabbi Shimshon Halevi Heller, Rabbi Eliyahu Rogler, Rabbi Moshe Michel of Biala, Rabbi Yehoshua Atiya, Rabbi Sa'asa HaKohen of Jerba, Tunisia, Rabbi Abraham Svi Hirsch, Kameh. In the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoa, we will say in a whisper, we will now say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines, as these are healing lines as well as protection verses. We will say them in case some of our listeners of the recording or ourselves have not yet said the Shema Yisrael this day. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, tonight's class is a Zohar class from the Parsha of Chaye Sarah, the lives of Sarah. To find the handout, you'll please go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the right-hand column of the first row is a link to a list of all of the parashas in the year. When that link opens up, please scroll down to Parasha Chaye Sarah. When you push on that link, it will open up to a landing page. Please scroll to section 12, which is where we will study tonight. We will start with Pasuk 71. We will start with a Lashem Yehud. Since the Lashem Yehud we said earlier was the energy of which was grounded by our Baruch Shem verses. Lashem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Kilud Hilu Urchimu Leahta Lashem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konaneinu Betachatze Be'emzalut Birkiya Itkatar Chad Orcha Kastirira Be'ihu Chivya Birkiya dekochavin dakikin kolho ketirin beyavakayame beyatele tilin vinun mimanan baspiru ovade bane alma. The translation, come and see, in the middle of the firmament is a glowing trail. This is the serpent of the firmament that astronomers call the Milky Way. All the small stars are attached to it in groups. That is, they are gathered and stand in it like countless mountains. They are in charge of the secret deeds of the inhabitants of the world. My commentary. The groups mentioned in this verse are the signs of the zodiac. There are currently 13 groups, and the sidereal astrology has these current physical groupings. There are, as I am aware of it, 88 constellations in the sky, both in the northern and including the constellations of the southern hemispheres. These 88 are constellations as opposed to or as part of, they represent, there are 13 zodiac signs. What is the difference between a constellation and a zodiac sign is much too long to express in this class. Verse 72. Kegavna dakama favile tehirin nafkele alma mehai. Tivya ila'ah Kadma Adipata Beyadam Vekoho Mimanan Vistiru Ovade Aoma Ugin Kathate Barnash Lidaka Mesayim Leya Milela Vesiua Dimareya Sakara Leya Vistamar Vigre Kadosh. Similarly, there are bunches of lights of Klipot that come into the world from the supernal primordial serpent that seduced Adam. They are appointed to learn the secret deeds of the world. Therefore, when a man wishes to be purified, he receives help from above, and the help of his master encircles and protects him. He is then called holy. My commentary. In order to be purified, one needs protection from the lights of the Klipot. This is a spiritual law. Pasuk 73. Ate barnash leistava kama havilim tehirin izdamnu leya vekuhu sharyandeya sakharin leya savin leya Secretame, the kuhu asle, umakrize kame, tame, tame, kimadi atamer, the tame, tame, yikra the kuhu, kitirin behahu, kivya kadmaa. Ustirin bekama ovade alma. The translation. If a man wishes to be defiled, several groups of lights of Klipot are waiting for him. They all hover about and around him. They defile him. So he is called unholy. They go before him and proclaim, unholy, unholy, as it is written, and shall cry, unclean, unclean. They are all connected to the primordial serpent and are hidden in the deeds of the people of the world. My commentary, this verse is clear as written. Pasuk 74. Rabbi Yitzhak Beribi Yosei Awo Azle Mitver Yaledolod Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Tavavchana Al Hahu Asha Debilam Dekolovado Tehahu Asha Havo Misitra Dim Sava Tehaka olitna razachada Tekozine nechashaya Di alma kulhom Mitkatran v'nafkin mehahu Nachash kadmoni deihu Ruach masava mzuchama Ugin kach kol harashim Ti alma ikrun al shema Dad nachashim vekuhu Mechai sitra Navke umandit v'shach Tehai achai istav. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak and Rabbi Yossi were walking from Tiberias to Lod. Rabbi Yitzhak said, I wonder about that evil man Bilam. All he did was from the side of defilement. Here we learn a secret, which is that all kinds of sorcery and witchcraft of the world are connected and derived from the primordial serpent, which is the impure spirit of defilement. Therefore, all enchantment, the Hebrew word is nechashim, is named after the primordial serpent, the Nahash. They all derive from that side, and anyone who is drawn to that magic is defiled. My commentary. What is enchantment? Here's a definition of enchantment from an internet dictionary. A feeling of great pleasure or delight. The enchantment of the mountains. Synonyms: magic, witchcraft, sorcery, wizardry, necromancy. Another meaning: the state of being under a spell, magic, a world of mystery and enchantment. In today's world, there are many aspects of sorcery that have become commonplace, that have become New Age in some sense, that are more acceptable in society today, like energy healing and many other forms of energy displacements. If it's not done with the knowledge and the recommendation of a Kabbalist, of a student of Kabbalah, the person doing it is going to find themselves defiled. And through that defilement, armed. Verse 75. Begin liam shaka aleya ahu sat sitra teruach mesava tehataninan kegavna deitar barnash akename amshech aleya milela ihu itar. The Sitra Dik Dusha Am Shech Aleya Kedusha Milela Vit Kadash Vihu Itarm the Sitra Dim Sava Hake Am Shech Aleya Ruach Nisava Vistav Dehait mar alma detaneinan Ate barnash listava Mesavin leya. The translation. Moreover, one should be impure to cast a spell. One has to draw upon himself that side of the unholy spirit. A man is aroused from below. He draws upon himself from above. If he is aroused below on the side of holiness, he draws upon himself the supernal holiness and is sanctified. If he is aroused below on the side of defilement, he draws upon himself the spirit of defilement and becomes unholy. Upon this they said that whoever wishes to be defiled, to be defiled is defiled. My commentary. Unholy means impure. The pasuk is clear as it is written. Pasuk 76. Begin kachahu rasha devilam begin diam shaka. Aleya ruach nesava mehahu nahashila'a hawa ista pekoleya beataneya wahawaved ima ovade ishut beginlista va uam shaka aleya ruach nesava ukena ve arasho vi ovado. The translation: for that purpose, the wicked Bilam defiled himself nightly by mating with his ass, in order to draw upon himself the unholy spirit from the supernal serpent, thereby drawing on himself the spirit of unholiness. Then he cast his spells and his enchantments. My commentary: mating with an animal draws a huge spirit of defilement. There is a hierarchy of impurity, just as there is a hierarchy of Kedusha. Pasuk 77. V'sheruta diovado ha'we na'atel na'ash me'inun chivyan v'katir Leya kameya uzaresheya Leapek li shaneya Untel yisupin yedian lioked Tola viaved mineya Kitarta chada levata natel Resha dehahu Hivyauza Leya learba Sitrim ziaved Mineya ketarta Achara. The translation: first he took one of the serpents, tied it in front of him, split his head, and removed its tongue. Then he took certain herbs and burned them to incense. He took the serpent's head, cut it into four pieces, and made from it another incense offering. My commentary: why do you think the Zohar is explaining the ritual used by Bilam? Because we need to know what to avoid. Or perhaps there are certain conditions that we need to know from this ritual. Or this ritual might work in a positive way if one does not draw impurity to oneself. Whatever the reason, we need to have the intellectual knowledge but not the practical experience. Pasuk 78. Waved igulah had wahawa amar Milin waved ovadin acharanin Adiyam sheikh aleya Ruchim misavim Viodin leya madit sterich waved Ho ovado kifum madeinun yaden sitra tehahu chivya birkiya mitamanit bashach beovado vacharasho adiyam shech aleya ruach Mehahu nachash kadma. The translation: he drew a circle around himself. He uttered words and performed other deeds until he drew to himself the spirits of defilement, who told him what he needed to know. He acted according to their information, which they knew from the sight of that serpent in the firmament. my commentary. The ritual descriptions continue in this pasuk. Pasuk 79. Ume hakahawa yada yadiyan waharashin vikosmin ugin kakati zilo halach kifam befam. Likrat nachashim, nachashim vaday, v'ikra v'sharsha, bimsa avuta, iyehu kama, itbar v'libatar, sheruta dekola, lavi yehu ihu. The translation. This is how he acquired his knowledge, enchantments, and spells. For that reason it is written, he went not, as at other times, to seek for enchantments, which alludes to real snakes, as has already been explained. The essence and origin of defilement begins with the serpent, in Hebrew, the Nachash. My commentary. Why do we need to have this reinforcement that the serpent is part or the essence of the negative system? That is the normal end of our class, and if anybody has a question about the Zohar that we just read, I'll be happy to answer it. But we're going to do a final connection, a Kaddish, for the slain heroes, the slain Tzaddikim in Pittsburgh. You will find that handout on any Yeshen webpage. If you scroll down underneath the two pictures to the unique astrological times link, and then scroll down to where it says Abridge Kaddish, it's maybe a half inch from the top. This Kaddish can be said without a minion. Before we read it in Hebrew or in the transliteration, we are going to read the English translation because it's important for you to know how we venerate the dead. Glorified and sanctified be God's great name throughout the world, which he has created according to his will. May he establish his kingdom in your lifetime and during your days and within the life of the entire house of Israel, speedily and soon. Blessed and praised, glorified and exalted, extolled and honored, adored and lauded be the name of the Holy One. Beyond all the blessings and hymns, praises and consolations that are ever spoken in the world, may there be abundant peace from heaven and life for us and for all of Israel. And may we say, Amen.
Amen.
He who creates peace in his celestial heights, may he create peace for us and for all of Israel. And may we all say, Amen.
Amen.
You'll notice in this translation and in the actual Hebrew or Aramaic of the Kaddish, you will find no mention of the dead. It is only about Hashem. It is only about our connection and to Hashem. Please join me in saying this Kaddish in the transliteration or in the Aramaic letters in the Aramaic language. It kadav, it kadash, amen. Alma divra kirute viamli malchute bechayechon uve yomechon uchaye dekol beit Yisrael bagalal bizman karir it barat ishtabach it par it romam Vit nase, vit hadar, vit hale, vit halal, shemei de kucha. Le'ela min ka birkata, le'shirata tushpechata, le'nechamata da'amiran be'alma. Yeshlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen Oseh shalom v'imro malhu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael Does anyone have any questions? You all, Shavua Tov, a good week. Tomorrow we will have two classes, one at 10:30 West Coast time, the other at 3 p.m. The 10:30 a.m. West Coast time class will be continuing our discussions of the book of Daniel and the Mashiach. The class at 3 p.m. will be continuing our studies of the advanced reincarnations. Shalom Gadol to all. Much peace and happiness and serenity in your life. Shalom to all.